Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak. Dramatized in 6 episodes by Jonathan Myerson. Episode 3.
I was invalided there in December 16. Then we had a camp of mutineers, refusing to go back to the front. The provisional government insisted I stay put, run the hospital in Melizaevo. I haven't seen Moscow for
2 years.
How about you?
Years of constant change, movement, uncertainty, chaos, war, revolution, killing, burning, devastation. And now you're coming home.
Of course we have to be loyal to the revolution. We all are, yes. Even us bourgeois, we are. I admire the revolution. We've been talking about this since 1905. We have. Have you ever read Bloch's poems? It doesn't matter whether it's students or Bolsheviks or anarchists. What matters is that things are made better. What does that mean? A genuinely revolutionary government. It's some theoretical schoolboy thing. What matters is that we hear the people's voice. We can do that. We really can.
The quest of all adventurers, all artists, this homecoming. Home to your family.
To yourself.
A renewal of life. It's 6 months since the Tsar was overthrown, but in Moscow there is nothing to buy.
The stalls are not even locked up.
Pulling back against the walls, thin old men, old women, in old-fashioned suits, mutely offering
paper flowers.
Coffee percolator. Glass lid.
Black silk taffeta dress.
The uniform of the first household messenger of the office of the Grand Duke.
Their faces, a wordless reprimand to everyone who passes.
And working people trading in more realistic things.
Jagged crust of black bread.
Damn angular snowballs of sugar.
Zolotnik of tobacco. Cut it in half. Half a zolotnik.
Newspapers and posters, once pasted to walls, blowing down the streets.
And there's your house. On the corner of 2 empty streets.
Home.
Renewal.
I'm here. I love you.
You should have won. You're a never.
Is everyone all right?
I'm sorry about all my nonsense in my letter. Oh, you forgive me all the things
so
I wrote.
So much thinner. You look so young. So pretty.
Oh.
Where's Markel? Why are you answering the door? Sasha, where is he?
He might still be asleep. Come on, quick. Do you think you should go straight to him with all the typhus on the trains?
What about your father? Is he here?
Oh, didn't you get his letter? He's at the district assembly day and night. He's president.
Lord, oh, Lord. It's a doctor. We thought you'd forgotten us, Yuri Andreevich.
Come on, Markel. Put your cap back on.
How's your family?
Oh, well, thank you, God. Even if there are no rations, no money, no bloody
come
nothing.
Come on, let's go in.
I'll get your bag, comrade.
Markel, it's all right.
Well, we'll be the ones to pay if you ask me. I know all about what's been going on. I've read every word of him.
He's on about that thing, you know, the
Prokotals of Older Zion. It's all in there. Proves why all this is happening.
Thank you, Markel. If Yuri Andreevich wants anything, we'll call.
Proves it all. The Yids got a plot to take everything from us. Oh, yeah, you mark my words. It's all in there.
Wants you to think he's a fool, but every night he's watching. His knife's sharp.
Who's he going to use it on?
Not sure he's decided.
What's happening? Why are we going straight upstairs?
Poor father and me. We've decided to give up the ground floor to the Agricultural Academy for their seed collection.
Oh, that's great! That's so wonderful!
As long as the rats don't sniff it out.
We should give up more rooms. It's unhealthy the way we used to live. All that refinement, all that bothering about what we feel.
Maybe you can see, Sasha. Do you think you've got lice?
Doesn't feel like it. I've had them plenty of times.
Yuri, come on then. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Nikolai Nikolaevich is back.
Uncle Collier?
He's gone all Bolshevik. He argues father horse.
How did he get through the lines?
He came all the way round, through London, and boat to Finland.
I'd like to get you out to Finland. There's going to be famine. There's no fuel. People will freeze to death.
You won't.
A man's got a duty. You've got to take what's coming to your country. Whatever it is, but you and Sasha... I couldn't bear to lose you, Tonya. Don't...
Stop. Apparently there's this place on the Arbat selling little iron stoves. One newspaper will cook a whole meal.
We'll get one. whatever it costs.
Money's useless.
This is your old schoolroom.
Here he is. Sashenka, look who's here. Wake up now.
He looks so like...
Your mother? Yes.
So much.
Sashenka, here's your daddy. Yes, your daddy.
You've stared at his photograph so many times.
That's right.
In your bunk at the front.
Wave some
plump, jolly child, round lips, standing, fists in the air, like a village dart.
But that was a year ago.
Pick him up. Go on.
Sasha.
You're just this whiskery man.
Mama!
It's all right. Naughty boy. It's Daddy. It's your Daddy, Sasha. Don't cry.
It's quite natural. It's difficult
for him. It's such a bad sign.
Don't be silly. That's peasant nonsense. The boy's never seen me. I smell different. Look worse. Tomorrow he can thoroughly inspect me and we'll soon be best friends.
Shh. You go back to sleep. That's it, sweetheart. That's it. He was just tired.
It's a bad feeling. Disheartening.
That's it.
A foreboding.
It'll be so much better tomorrow.
Someone on the train gave me a duck. He'd been shooting.
A whole duck? They're worth a fortune.
We should
share it. We have a party. A special homecoming with Misha and Nika and Uncle Collier and everyone. They can't wait to see you.
And on the other side of Moscow...
We have to get back. Yuryatin's where we belong.
Lara, he's dead. We both know that. He's not going to suddenly walk in through your door.
I have a duty.
Since the day you married him, you've been daft as a bloody brush.
I love him, Olya.
Pasha is dead. He fought like a hero and died.
This is our daughter. He would expect me to be at home.
He never knew what to expect from you, let alone you.
He was very good to me. The things he had to put up with.
This is the 20th century, Lara. So you were seduced, wronged. That doesn't excuse
you.
How can we miss it? Mr. Komarovsky, that smug smile, the way he was always...
Olya, why did... You've no idea what I went through. I couldn't fight him off.
Did you want to?
What? Of course.
If that's true, you're innocent. Time to stop carrying it like a cross.
You're stronger than me. You don't think twice.
Oh, they'd stay here in Moscow. We can all live together in Presnya. I can even mind Katinka for you.
What if
you
I saw him?
The revolution will blow the Komarovskys away.
I have a duty to return to Yuryatin for my husband.
Don't you see? Everything's changed. We don't have to be scared anymore.
Pasha would expect me to be there.
Why did you ever marry him?
He saved me, Olya. He's made my life possible.
But you never loved him. And the poor man knew it.
Love is still possible. That's what you learned in the hospital during your days with Zhivago. And Zhivago is why you must take yourself far away from Moscow. Somewhere he will never find you. Back to Yuryatin in the mountains on the edge of Asia. In Moscow, everything's changed. But nothing has.
That's exactly what I've just been in. The Moscow Soviet. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. Those soldiers, the fervor, the unflinching belief. It's the most exciting thing.
It's colourless. They're colourless. They're wasting this opportunity.
The real people, they're so delightful. I'm assembling a library for them, did you know? And barricades, yes, they're all very well, but what if you've got nothing to read?
Not a single original thought. They just say what everyone else says, think what everyone else thinks. We have to change things. Think about things.
Was it easier before, when the rich could strut their egos any time they wanted? Did their right to idleness make them seem genuine?
What's happened to honesty, understanding, simple effort?
I've got a vodka! Hey! I hear it in a chloroform bottle. Hospital guards didn't look twice at it.
Why has Misha become so silly?
He used to speak carefully, choosing his words. He used to work hard, care about his medicine.
Did you hear about what happened to Nika Dudorov? He got conscripted, but he could never remember to salute anyone.
The idea of Nika in uniform.
But now everything is something to laugh about.
Ended up asking one of the Galitsev twins to marry him, except he can't remember which.
Even Uncle Collier says what he thinks he ought to say.
I left so much behind in Switzerland. An unfinished book, unfinished business, unfinished affair.
You're not going to leave us again?
Just a quick toe in the whirlpool, I thought.
Tonya said you've become a Bolshevik.
They get my vote. Definitely the party of the future.
I didn't think voting was quite their style.
Not now.
No.
The Bolsheviks don't even support the provisional government. Do everything they can to undermine Kerensky.
Everything's provisional with that dunderhead. Waiting for his so-called elections.
I'm not going to vote. It's a sham.
So you support a coup?
You can't just fiddle around with the old systems. You've got to tunnel right down, to the foundation.
The whole building will collapse.
Just because it's frightening doesn't mean it won't happen.
But should it?
For centuries, we've forced the people to live impossible lives. Whether it's serfdom or capitalism or... they're all unjust. Every imposed system destroys humanity. That's the genius of this Lenin fellow. The sooner the Bolsheviks get their hands on... the duck is formidable. Haven't tasted anything like this for weeks.
Suddenly, your head is going round and you're standing at the head of the table.
Ladies, gentlemen, we are going to see... an incredible thing. Something entirely unforeseen. And when it happens, please God, we won't lose each other. We won't lose our souls.
Hooray! Yeah. Or our arses.
Misha, you can shout later when I finish. Come here, yes. Sit down. Keep...
Yes, Daddy. Such fun.
This is the third year of war, and let me tell you, everyone at the front, they won't take it much longer. When you're in the army, it seems like everything else has stopped. Nothing but killing and dying and a slowly rising surge of blood. This wave of blood is coming across the country now. And soon it'll swamp us all. Soldiers and civilians, revolutionaries and shopkeepers. The revolution is this wave. Maybe the people will rise spontaneously. Maybe others will rise in their name. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how things start. Great events, they have no beginning. They confront us as suddenly and as really as if they had always been there. I just hope that when the wave comes, we don't lose each other. Because when it hits, there'll be nothing happening except killing and being killed. And somehow, at the end of it, Russia will be the first socialist country in the world. Mm-hmm. This is going to shock us into silence. And when we start to speak again, we'll have forgotten how we got there. The new order will crowd around us as natural as the sky, as usual as the hills.
Yes. Let's hear it for the soldiers.
They love you, you know it. But all you feel is a crushing weight of distress.
That's all anyone wants.
Thank you. Don't be so hasty with your love. Don't use it all up now. You might need it in the future.
They think it's so witty. You barely know what you're saying.
There will be nothing else left when the wave of blood reaches us, except honesty and love.
August gone, and September nearly over. The air is thick with something as unstoppable as winter.
We used to say which baker's open or who's selling firewood. Now it's the problem of alimentation or the interruption to the fuel supply.
We must go on towards the future, Tonya. It's something to be proud of.
How will we eat? How will we stop ourselves?
I wish I could change things. I would do anything. But I'm powerless. You're powerless. I'm a midget in the face of the future.
At least you have your work.
She's right. Without it, you would be lost. Misha got you a job back at your old hospital.
Finish your shift already?
Theatre's flooded again.
How many times have we told them? Still, it's an afternoon off. Do you fancy a stroll round Patrick?
The director has now appointed me overseer of statistics.
He really doesn't like you, does he?
I do everything I'm told, and still I'm not revolutionary enough for him.
I suppose. Don't fall for it. He's just covering himself.
From what?
Well, the Kerenskyists want him to do less. The Bolsheviks want him to do more. Either way, people like us are in for a tough time.
We're doctors. They need us.
When it's time to take revenge, you don't ask to see someone's professional qualifications. If you're wearing a stiff collar, look out. Wing collar, write your will.
Maybe they're right. Maybe it all needs to be swept away.
You join the Bolshe, Zhivago?
I've just been trying.
God help us if they ever win the majority. We're for the chop, you and me. Bring back the guillotine. At least it's quick.
The staff room is bathed in creamy autumn sunshine.
Glossy. Fluid, like a fresh, crisp apple. Birds float past the window, flicking shadows across the page of numbers.
They're not birds. They're maple leaves. They've hung on through the winter wind and rain, and now a single morning's frost, and they're dropping.
These windows haven't been sealed.
Not yet.
It's already a bit late.
Misha used to be plump, almost fat. Now his skin hangs in folds. The thinner he gets, the less seriously he takes it all.
Shame old Tarasuk's gone. Resole your boots, fix your gait, find you anything. Do anything you asked. Hell of a bloke.
And putty windows, presumably.
Fortunately, he gave me the recipe before he went. Bit of linseed oil, a bit of chalk, and you put them into... You're trying to work, aren't you?
I am.
I've got some samples to test. You carry on.
Death figures, sickness rates, staff earnings, staff voting figures, shortages of fuel consumption per head of, medicine consumption per head per day.
His wife's ward auxiliary on the third floor.
Who's?
Tarasuk's. Apparently he's gone off to be one of those Bolshevik warriors. The sort that makes the Red Guards look like your favourite aunt. The sort you see on the trains with a bandolier of bullets around their chest and someone's scalp in their back pocket. He knows where power comes from. Damn good shot, too. He's damnably good at whatever he turns his hand to. So if Lenin says loot the looters, that is precisely what he'll do to the best of his abilities. That's Marxism.
That's real Marxism. Born from experience, isn't that obvious?
Well, how did you manage to get on with that stove chappie I sent round?
Marvellous. Spent hours talking about Hegel.
I'm not surprised. He qualified at Heidelberg. Stove better, then?
Not in the least.
Me neither. You got your logs in, yeah?
Do you know someone who actually has some?
The church porter. I'll introduce you. No, the rat catcher, actually. Much better bet. Do you know, yesterday I found her fossicking around in the wilderness out the back. Down on all fours. And I said to her, looking for worms? She took me completely seriously. I haven't got time to go fishing. There's mushrooms down there, real ones.
The whole city's turning into a forest. Rotting leaves and mushrooms and spores.
You've got enough light to work there. I'm going home before I go blind. You coming?
We could easily survive in three rooms.
We've already given up the whole ground floor and half the middle floor.
It would be less to heat.
We have no right to this much living space. We have a duty to the revolution.
Yuri, they're rooms, not living space. Please don't start talking like the rest of them.
We have to stop thinking they're our rooms. Our schoolroom, our drawing room, our nursery. They're spaces, just spaces. And it's time we shared it out.
Why won't this blessed fire take?
The logs are damp.
You have to get the logs spaced out.
Thank you, Yuri. We managed all that time without your assistance.
Alexander Alexandrovich, get the...
Father hates people telling him how to get the stove going. It's like oil on flames.
Seems to me you've got neither oil nor flames.
Oh, exceptionally witty, Yuri.
Agreed, then. We'll move all our stuff into these three rooms.
It seems such a shame.
No, I can't see how else we'll manage.
You need to space those logs out. Birchwood shavings between them.
Yuri, will you go and find some bread or something?
They're fighting!
What?
Fighting in the street! What?
I was just on my way over here. The cadets are shooting at the Bolsheviks. The garrison troops, I mean.
Why do they need to fight again?
Apparently Lenin has arrested the provisional government, seized Central Petersburg. The Smolny's theirs, Kerensky's fled. Now they're trying to take the Kremlin, but the military cadets are clinging on. Bullets everywhere. Listen! It's happening, Yuri!
We should go.
No, you can't go out there!
You told me to get some bread.
Yuri! Call you!
Yuri!
Don't you dare!
You used to write to me in 1905, tell me to stay away from the demonstrations.
I seem to get younger every year.
Tully, for God's sake, get down!
Good will that do.
I can see you've never been under fire.
Not much call for it in the Alps.
The streets are empty. Except for the young men fighting each other about the right way to save the people.
Thank God you're here! Misha! What are you doing?
I got caught by the Nikitskaya. People are getting killed. Ordinary people, I mean.
I know, I saw this woman. Her head was completely...
We have to get to the hospital.
There's no point even trying. Nothing's moving out there. The wounded are going to lie where they fall.
Looks like you're getting what you wanted, Kolya.
Just wish I could get home as well. Sanctuary, Yuri. We beg you for sanctuary.
We've only got 5 rooms.
It'll be like camping.
The fighting will last 3 days. By then, there's a trench in the street outside your house.
Where have you come from, comrades?
From the Polish front, from Galicia.
From the Walton Ironworks.
Yeah. How's it going?
We got a cadet cut off.
I ain't got no communications. Don't know what each other's doing.
And you're organised?
We're Bolsheviks. We're going to be organising the whole country. We are the organisingists.
Yeah, can't stand around waiting for the Bolsheviks to do it.
Any hope of getting through to Holy Cross?
Hey, the hospital?
Our bats came too. Master cadets have put a machine gun in the church tower. Never get round.
You miss your work, the research notes, your poems in your desk. After another couple of days, it's safe for Kolya and Misha to leave your apartment.
Be careful.
They're only shooting blanks, eh?
You try to get to Holy Cross. There's a blizzard. The sort that simply blankets a field, but in town, bounces around at its wit's end as though it's lost its way, but refuses to ask for direction.
Lightest! Got the lightest!
Boy!
A single large sheet, printed on just one side. The boy peels it off his arm. You step into a tea room to read it.
A Soviet of People's Commissars has been formed. The following decrees have been passed by the Central Committee of the Bolshevik Party.
You're shaking.
It's not the cold.
This moment. This is the moment.
The greatness of this moment. It will last for centuries.
Excuse me. Sorry. Are you all right? Sorry? Are you all right?
Yes.
Don't I know you?
I don't think so.
Dark, narrow, Kyrgyz eyes. Something aristocratic about the face. Reticent, delicate.
I thought I... Forgive me.
I was reading.
Yes, sorry.
Yes?
No, sorry. Misunderstanding. Sorry.
The dictatorship of the proletariat has been established in Russia. So simple, it's surgery. You take your knife and you cut out all the old stinking sores. You take the tumour, you grab it, the tumour of injustice, the centuries you've been bowing and scraping and your excellencying, and you simply say, you've been sentenced to death, and you cut. It's gone. Imagine, and this is the genius, you told someone to start a new age, they'd say, right, when shall we begin? All right, once that age is over, we'll clear the space and we'll start then. They'd want everything finally totted up and a nice, clean, blank page to start. But not these people. With them, it's we're here, that's gone. We're here now. Here. Look, read this. It's happened.
You read what?
Look, look, see what it says. They've exploded right into the thick of things, right into daily life without a thought.
Let me read. I can't listen.
They're not starting at the beginning, they're starting now. No need to wait, whatever day it is. What day is it? Right here and now, with everyone rushing to work or market or wherever.
What's happened?
It's genius, Tonya. Only greatness can be so out of place, out of time. Real genius, Tonya. Real greatness, real life. Genuine hope, genuine belief.
A It's a terrible winter. A superhuman struggle to keep alive while the old life and the new life grind against each other. Two pieces of a puzzle that will fit one day, but not yet.
The assets of the Holy Cross Hospital have been impounded for the proletariat. This is now the second reformed infirmary.
You staying?
Why not?
They hate us. Elections? Because we own government stocks. Because we know a bit of Latin.
The second reformed infirmary will send two delegates to the
I'm resigning.
Of medical practitioners.
You've got to stick to your principles. You've got to fight for the society you believe in.
Which is what?
I don't know.
All members of staff
all this
will be invited to a personal conversation with me.
Too many commissars with revolvers.
Feels at odds with the will of the proletariat.
Where will he go?
I reckon I can survive a bit in private practice.
Money's valueless.
There are other ways to pay, you know.
This hospital now belongs to the poor.
No longer would it kill him to shave? Careful. And why do they all have to wear these leather jackets? Lenin must have armies of cows somewhere. All giving their skin for the dictatorship of the proletariat.
Everything has to be changed.
As commissar of the Second Reformed Infirmary, I am committed to the removal of all bourgeois elements at work here. Typhus does not exist in the new Bolshevik state. Comrade Lenin has proved that these illnesses belong to the bourgeois past. There are bedbugs in Russia, yes. They are the rich. There are fleas, yes. They are the capitalist exploiters. There are parasites, and we will eliminate them. We will pulverise them.
There go all the doctors, then.
We have to fight these rumours of the typhus epidemic, and we will not defeat it while there are creeping Kerenskyist agents at work here.
And I always thought it was lice. Better retrain.
You know, Misha, I'm quite happy to do without. I can get by with less.
You're joking,
and
right?
I respect them for making these laws. We have to change things.
It's an utter sham, Yuri. They talk to us about delegates to the Soviet for this and the Union of that, but he gets to decide everything. It's ruled by Commissar, and no one elects him.
Everyone gets two sacks of potatoes at the Hospital Doctors' Union every Wednesday.
When is that exactly?
I thought you were resigning as a protest.
Well, potatoes. Weekly.
Oh, it's nice and warm. What's for supper?
Herring head soup.
Salted herring to follow.
Can't think how you guessed.
You got some firewood?
Three sledge loads.
And I've got half a measure of vodka. Where's the mirrored cupboard?
What use was it?
Only three loads.
It's a bit damp. But he said he'd bring some cabbages next time. He fancies the escritoire for his wife.
Would have been better just burning the cupboard.
Oh, I couldn't. I've had it all my life.
No.
Oh, have you seen the note? On the table.
Another house call?
It's on the other side of town, Ulitsa Lutovskaya.
Lutovskaya?
Hmm.
In the Presnia?
It's the house supervisor. Says she needs you to check.
Of course I remember Lutovskaya. How could I forget? I was there all the time.
My father was a caretaker there.
Just say the word typhus. Admit there's an epidemic and let you deal with it.
I'd better go.
You walk through the streets. Snow up to the windows. Only occasional shadows. Carrying a parcel of food or pulling it on a sledge. No other traffic. Shop signs above your head. The shop's closed and locked.
Everything's been reorganised. There are plans for everything. It just hasn't reached the shops yet.
And the woman clearly has typhus. You need to find the house supervisor, but they're all at a meeting in the basement.
We have received the letter, comrades. The district Soviet has passed a binding resolution. This house is to be renominated. 6 months from now, it will become a district Soviet hostel for visiting delegates.
Hey, you working people! You're weak at a say.
Excuse me. Could I have a word?
There can be no exceptions, comrades.
Sorry. I'm the doctor. You asked me to...
Is it what I thought?
I need to get her hospital admission papers stamped.
I see. I'll do it. Come with me. How are you going to get to hospital?
husband will just have to take...
Well, that cab's here to take me back to the district Soviet.
That would be ideal, if you don't need it.
I can walk. Comrade Dr. Zhivago.
Holy Cross... Second Reformed Infirmary.
I've heard. Could someone called Larissa Fyodorovna have mentioned you?
What?
Her daughter lived with me while she was at the front.
You know Laura? When did you last see her? Was she all right?
Determined to get back to Uriettin, because her dead husband was about to walk in through the door.
She said she had to go back.
He used to live here, you know, Pasha, in this building, with us, after his dad was sentenced.
With Gelulin as well, yes?
Shh.
What?
He's gone off to fight for the Tsar. Those people.
He's a caretaker's son. He's a Tartar.
Best not mention his name.
But Laura was all right. When you saw her...
Like I said.
Why... I mean, how did she happen to mention me?
You worked in the same hospital at the front, isn't that right?
That's all she said?
Shouldn't we get your patient off to hospital, Comrade Doctor?
Of course. She's on the... I've forgotten which floor she's on.
I'll deal with it. Don't want any panic.
You walk home.
Did she leave to get away from me?
She knows her husband isn't coming back.
She could have made her home here, but she chooses to go as far away as possible.
You stumble over a huge pile of timber outside the State Engineering Institution. A sentry on duty.
They won't miss a couple of planks. They won't.
You wait for the snow to flurry and the sentry to turn his back, but now your legs won't work. You try to pick up a piece, but you fall forwards, and the cold snow feels good on your face.
Hey, what are you doing? Stop, Ross! Shoot!
Hey, comrade? You all right? Comrade?
Somebody help me! This comrade needs help!
It's wonderful. You're writing everything you meant to write for so long, but never could.
We're here, Yuri. We're with you. Be strong.
You write exactly what you always wanted to. Except someone keeps getting in the way. He has narrow Kyrgyz eyes and a reindeer coat worn the Siberian way. Inside out, fur side in. Inside out, Kyrgyz eyes.
Give him this as soon as he comes round. It will help his recovery.
He is death, your death. Must be. But he's helping you write a poem. And death doesn't help you do anything.
Time to wake up. Come on, Yuri.
The poem, you want to call it Turmoil. Not about being laid inside the tomb. Not about coming out of the tomb. It's about the days Jesus is in the tomb. The wormy earth attacking love itself. A storm of stone and dissolution and death beating against the walls of love.
Time to wake up. Try to stay awake, Yurochka. Try to keep your eyes open. That's it. Come on, just another sip.
What?
Good, well done. That's it, another spoonful.
What?
You're through the worst.
Was it? Is it typhus?
The crisis is past. You need to get yourself strong again.
This is tea.
I was wondering how long it would take you to notice. You've been drinking it for the last 2 days.
With sugar.
Yev Graf got it for us.
What Yev Graf?
Your half-brother. That Yev Graf.
How does he... How did he... Why?
He's read everything you've written. Knows all about you.
I've never met him.
You have?
He wears a reindeer coat.
I knew you weren't completely gone.
Inside out.
That's how they wear them in Siberia.
No, it was... And another time I saw him.
And apparently you scared him in some tea room. Did your grumpy face.
It was... It was the night.
Look, he brought us tea, sugar, currants, rice.
Where?
He must have party connections.
I'd like to
He's gone back east. And he says we should too. Said we should find some land, work it. I suggested our old family estate, and he said it was a good idea.
Yes. You're reacting.
We have to get out of the city. It's the only way to survive.
I don't want to. We shouldn't. It's too far.
Don't be silly. It's a good idea.
I don't want to go to Yuriatin.
The estate's at a place called Varikano. A long, long ride from Yuriatin.
It's not a part of the world. You don't understand.
It's the perfect solution. Live off nature. We won't survive in the city.
It's wrong. We'll regret it.
You want to stay here? Die like sheep?
You can't tell her that Yuriatin means something else to you. So you spend days in government offices.
You want to go where?
In the district Soviet.
Can you prove ownership of this Varikino building? We don't accept deeds from the former times, from former persons.
At Yaroslavsky Station.
You need a priority form. You won't never get on a train without no priority. Not as far as Yuriatin.
And back to the government offices.
You could have told me you wanted a priority in the first place.
Back at the station.
Now you need to come every day, see if there's a train. Trained is a matter of luck. Or flour. Or vodka, or anything that helps me help you, comrade.
And now, weighing up every single thing you own, what's worth keeping, what's worth taking on the journey for barter?
Everyone says bolts of fabric for dresses. They're valuable.
Only if you can tack them so they pass for clothes. Otherwise they'll be confiscated.
They search your clothes?
They search everything, Shura said.
She must have hated that.
I don't know.
Daddy?
There was a man selling tobacco at the hospital yesterday.
How much did you buy?
You said it was risky.
You don't want to go at all, do you?
They're going to give everyone a plot of land outside the city to grow our own vegetables.
They haven't even passed the land laws, let alone...
It'll take at least a year, probably two.
And what do we eat till then? Face it, Yuri, we're former persons now. We have to leave.
It's madness to go where we're known. You're known. Where your father was number one capitalist bloodsucker.
And your plan is?
I wish I could.
Even Markel is threatening to report us. Apparently we knowingly kept secret the fact that we're descended from monkeys.
How did he find out?
And we drank his blood.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Be pure vodka.
Be somebody to light the fire.
Yuri, we'll be all right once we get there.
Endless queues of passengers file along the station halls, shepherded along gangplanks, along wooden handrails. Below them, lying on the stone floors, the typhus patients just discharged from hospital.
I've had to do it myself. As soon as the fever dropped, we had orders to free up the beds.
What, and they end up here?
And you think we should stay in the city?
The tracks are too dirty, too iced up, so the trains stop outside the station. The passengers squat on the platforms.
What stamps you got on your tickets?
Do you know what they all mean?
That's for the delegated coaches,
if there are any.
No. That stamp gives you the right to claim a seat in any coach. It's the new law.
Be lucky if you were hanging on to the buses.
That's just cruel. How can he go in a delegated coach? Sailors all go in the delegate. They'll take one look at him and out comes the gun. One less bougie, one more seat for the people's defenders.
If I might explain, all delegate trains have been revoked. There's just one kind of truck now. Army, convict, kettle people. We're all in this together. Doesn't do any harm to explain to the poor man.
Hey, what's going on over there?
They've drunk the queue.
How did they get out there?
Oi, open the gates. We've been here the longest. Them people's going round the side. Come on.
Everyone push, push.
Calm down. Really, they're not jumping the queue. They're happily not go at all.
Well, they do that then.
They're the conscripts from Petersburg, probably. You can see the guard pushing them along. They'll be digging trenches when they get there. Can't yourself look it?
You're in number 14. You manage to get a corner bunk on the top tier by the long smeared window. Sailors in coaches 1 to 6, three passengers in 7 to 15, with a few Labour conscripts squeezed into each coach.
I was just walking along Nevsky. Suddenly there was a roundup on the corner of Litjany. Just my bleeding luck.
Oh, we just said goodbye, hadn't we?
I looked down Litjany. I could just see you disappearing into the crowd.
Don't scratch your warts, Lord.
They asked for my papers. I've only got a fourth class ration.
Oh, and you can't buy nothing with them anyway.
They said they were sending me off to Arkhangelsk. They diverted us off to the east.
And your poor wife's rushed off to meet you in Arkhangelsk, hasn't she?
I see her. I thought...
You leave that wart alone, will you?
How did you get picked up?
I want to be with him. I'm here of my own accord. Anyone up front asks, I'm here to serve the Bolshevik fatherland and save from the Tsarist hyenas. Oh, you've made it bleed.
That's puss, actually. Oh. My dad was killed in the war and my mum sent me to Petersburg to work for my uncle. He's such a cretin. He had this shop in a Prakskinsky bazaar. No one minds. And the local Soviet sends for him. All he wants is some statistics. He goes, set two orcs in the wrong door. It's the door of the Labour Corps. Tosser. The soldiers grab him and suddenly he's a Labour conscript. Does it come stupider than that? So the next day, my aunt and me, we go to see him off at the station. My uncle sees us, begs the guard to let him come over and say goodbye proper. The guard, this one here...
Not my fault, none of it.
You says my uncle can come out and say a quick goodbye as long as he provides an hostage. So my aunt sends me in and they piss off out of it. Now who's the stupid tosser?
I couldn't let you go, son.
My name weren't on the list, was it?
They do daily roll call, you know that. I'm one down, they shoot me. Or worse.
But what's worse, stupid?
If you'd seen the mutinies at the front, you'd know there's a whole lot you can do to a bloke before you waste a bullet on him.
Well, nothing worse than digging trenches at Omsk.
Join the party.
Oh, that's... So
you could make a new laugh for yourself.
It's a load of piss-pot slave drivers. They're as bad as the Tsar's lot. Or what are they going to do with me, eh? Send me off to die in the trenches twice. Oh dear, I am scared.
Is this a station?
Don't know how big it is.
Count the points and the switches as we go over.
I don't see how that...
1, 2.
No, that was just a...
3, 4, 5, 6.
It's a big one.
You walk round the corner and there's a line of girls sheltered by the station wall, all as excited as though it's a day at the fair. You've selected the French embroidered towel for today.
I've got some more towel here. 3 sizes for your fancy cloth there, lady.
There's cucumbers and soft cheese and boiled beef and blini wrapped up and hot in napkins.
Stop him, somebody! Stop him, he ain't paid!
Which one?
Sailor with the patched elbow.
You mean the one with the cartridge belt?
He's high and he ain't paid.
I'm not touching him.
And pickled cabbage and roast rabbit.
Look at this. Bet it's a while since you've seen this. Your towel for a leg.
I don't know.
It's not dog or nothing. My man's a hunter. That's real book rabbit. All right, let's say half a one for the towel. What do you say? Let me feel it. Special embroidery, is it?
Yes.
Smell that meat. Oh, it's fresh roasted.
It tastes good, eh, Sasha?
Thank God life's unchanged somewhere. Mm. All these station markets, the produce, the fences haven't been taken for firewood. Mm.
Because they're right next to the train line.
And the women. Look at them, so healthy. It's fantastic. Justifies everything we're going through.
Yuri?
Look, go 20, 30 versts back from the railway tracks and there are peasant uprisings all over the place.
But they're rising against reds and whites. It's not like
they just want the land and to be left alone. They thought they were getting that. And then down came the hand of the Bolshevik superstate. Look, they're worse off than before.
I'm not going to listen to this, Alexander Alexandrovich. Mm-hmm. I'm going to believe that the peasants are better off. Mm-hmm. Whatever you say.
Mm-hmm. Yuri, I love you. You're so good.
Don't think that, Tonya, whatever you do.
It's the prettiest spot in Yuryatino. The Tsar's man used to hold court in there. Now it's the White Army HQ. The courtyard paved in wooden blocks. Almost an orchard of viburnum and hawthorn and climbing honeysuckle. And a sign saying, complaints. There's always a queue. Desperate people waiting desperately to petition the new White District Commander.
Do we just wait here?
You wait.
You give your name, your hope.
You could go straight to the front. He'll know your name.
Captain, take three platoons and spread out through the Rasvilje woods. I want those partisans out of there.
We've got no petrol, sir.
Then go on foot.
We'll requisition horses.
You will not. You may purchase from any peasants volunteering to sell. If I hear you...
I fail to see why we shouldn't just take
because
what we need,
I command this district.
Larissa Fyodorovna?
Lieutenant?
General these days. That's all, thank you, Captain.
Sir.
I'd like to think of you as Lieutenant Galulin.
Were you here to see me?
Well, I only heard yesterday that you'd been posted here. I'll wait my time in the queue.
Come over here. Last I saw you, you were dressing me up as a peasant.
It suited you.
You were from this part of the world.
We've come back, my daughter and me. One day, Pater will be released from prison camp.
Your husband?
He will come back to us here. Find us.
No need for you to queue. What can I do for you?
Are you willing to receive a petition?
I'm not the Tsar.
It's about a family who live in the same street as me. Soldiers came yesterday, took everything they could carry. It wasn't like the family was arrested or anything. It was just that they...
Give me the address.
They're Jews.
Some of the soldiers they sent me, they're just bandits in uniform.
They just want to live quietly.
The Reds are worse, you know. Give me the address. I'll do what I can. Here.
You scribble it on the back of a government proclamation. Why does a man, a doorman's son, a Tartar, a victim of the old order, start fighting for its return?
Do you ever hear from our doctor friend?
Yuri?
Dr. Gloomy.
He's not.
He always made me feel I wasn't taking things seriously enough.
Is that why you fight for the whites?
I'm fighting for the re-establishment of the Constituent Assembly. Nothing wrong with a bit of basic democracy.
Most of your soldiers, they want the Tsar back.
Haven't you heard?
What?
They shot him. Last month. Yekaterinburg.
What? Was there a trial?
A trial means there's a possibility the man is innocent. And not even I believe that.
Part of me feels sad. Part of me just wants to breathe out.
You still haven't answered my question.
Zhivago and me? First we said we'd keep in touch, and then I had to say, no, forget me, I'm forgetting you.
I have to say.
Pasha's still alive.
I saw him...
I know, you lied to me. You didn't actually see him being captured, so I know he survived.
He was a good man, but unhappy.
We'd be so happy if he came back.
War changes everyone, Lara. Every day I order executions and tortures. And just a year ago, I wept over one young commissar.
No one deserves to die.
A lot more will before this is over. We've been told the Bolshies have sent Strelennikov to take this town back.
People talk about him.
He's a bastard. Ready to destroy anyone who stands in his way. That's why he's so good. One of the best commanders they've got.
That's not all they say.
There's lots of myths about Strelennikov. He encouraged them, I think. Keeps everyone scared.
But you know, this isn't a myth. You know that they say Strelennikov is really the son of a Moscow railway worker who was sent to Siberia, that he was captured during the German war, repatriated and recruited by the Bolsheviks. Half of you wants to believe it's Pasha. Only half.
Oh, what now?
Oh, you all right?
Just bang my head.
Look at that.
The station house is burned out. You can just make out the name.
Nizhny Kelmes.
And the deserted village beyond. Black burned and white snow covered. Smashed sledges, smashed furniture, roof beams sagging, and a few people walking about. The station master walking down the slope.
Had a fire, mate.
Strelnikov.
Who's that?
What did you do?
Nothing. It was the next village. They started it, but we got punished all the same.
What did they do?
You name it. Disbanded the Poor Peasants Committee, one. Refused to supply horses, two. Refused to send conscripts. That's three of the Red Army's seven deadly sins.
They say Strelnikov's got artillery mounted on a train.
a whole armoured train.
Shelled us at the same time, for practice.
What can you do?
You're not going much further neither.
Why not?
Snow all along the line. We've had blizzards for more than a week. And no villagers left to clear the tracks.
How many shovels you got?
It's the best 3 days of the journey. You're all divided into work gangs, each with its own section of line to clear. The snow smooths everything to a roundness.
That's a stream bed down there. In spring, it'll rush down to the viaduct.
Right now, it's tucked up in the snow like a child hiding its head under the eiderdown.
I wish we could ask someone where that stream flows to.
I wish we could get an answer to anything.
I wish we could get something to eat.
They're laying on fresh bread for us, didn't you hear?
What? In 5 years? 10?
Not till the appropriate committee has elected itself, taken minutes, referred the matter to
the other. Tonight, after work. We're all getting fresh bread. I've seen it. It's our reward.
The crust is brittle, crunchy, cracked along the side. Fragments of charcoal baked into the bottom.
And it's still hot.
On the third day, as each section breaks through to the next, the tracks are revealed flying into the distance.
A straight black arrow through the white.
All over Russia, the months of snow are melting. The waters rushing down the slopes, singing loudly. The clouds plunge low, hugging the forests, and the rain leaps from them, washing the last of the ice armor off the soil.
Why are we stopping?
Is that a waterfall?
I can't...
It's another train.
That's a war train.
Strelnikov.
The one who shelled that village.
Counter-revolutionaries. Nor survivors.
I heard the sailors talking. Apparently General Galileev has taken Uriatin. Strelnikov be after him.
Who?
The White Commander. It's something like Galileev or Galiluov.
Is Prince Galiyuvov?
There aren't any princes left.
Galyulin?
Yes, could be. You heard of him?
Don't think so. He's got those Czech mercenaries with him. Not even Strelnikov dares mess with him. Doc, wake up.
What's going on?
We've stopped.
Is it?
Voronyuk's gone for water. We're going.
Going where?
Prituliev, Pelageya, and me.
I don't...
We're bloody escaping, got it?
But if you...
This is where I'm from. I can get us to my village.
What if they sell you to...
I'll take my chances. I want you to speak to Voronyuk when he gets back. Tell him sorry.
Sorry? They'll shoot him.
He works for them. I don't.
Good luck.
Keep good yourself, Doc. Come on, you two flat arses. It's now or never.
Vasya can't stop looking at the waterfall.
Just keep your head down.
It's his waterfall. Then he flings his sheepskin over his shoulder and sets off down to his village. They'll hide him there. He's one of them. Meanwhile, the Red Army is closing in on Uriatin.
Lara! Larissa Fyodorovna!
Lieutenant!
Thank God. Get your stuff. I can get you out of here.
What do you mean?
We can't hold them back. We've decided to let the Reds take the town.
You mean Strelnikov?
He's about 10 miles down there. That's my car. I have saved 2 spaces for you and your daughter.
I have to stay.
Pasha's not coming back, Lara.
He knows where I am. He'll come one day.
Come with me, please. This city won't be safe for a woman alone.
Yusufit, sweet, you should think of me. Now go.
They're going to come through here, burn everything, steal everything, worse.
This is my home. This is Kartenka's home. We cannot leave.
You can't expect mercy from Strelnikov.
I expect nothing. Except I know Pasha's on his way.
Mona, they're saying the cadets have abandoned the cinema.
Their forward units are only 2 streets down there.
I've made my mind up.
I hope he comes soon. Soldier, take this down. All units to fall back. All units, fall back.
Do you think we'll be in time to plant any crops?
What do I know about the climate in the Urals?
The summer must be so short. How can anything ever ripen?
We'll survive.
Not that I want the old Kruger estate back for anything. Not even in gold. We don't want things anymore, do we?
What's that?
Thunder?
Shh. Artillery.
Are we that close?
The front moves all the time. I'll take a look.
Yuri.
It's quite safe.
You jump down, and the change is immediate. They've already uncoupled the front coaches. The sailors are being taken straight up to the line. You walk up to the front coach to cross the track, see where you are.
Where are you going?
Sorry, are we anywhere near a station?
I see your pass.
My family and I are on the train. There. We've travelled from Moscow. I'm a doctor.
Oh. Bollocks your papers. I know about you doctors. We've got doctors shooting 12 inches at us over there. Now get lost before I waste a bullet on you.
All right.
You walk to the other end of the train. The sun's rising through the mist.
Who's that? What are you doing, nosing around?
What river is this? I just wondered...
Over here!
No, wait, I'm off the train. I'm just wondering...
I smell again. I knew it. I've been following him.
I'm not doing anything.
Wants to know what river this is. Let's take him to the boss.
If he runs for it,
gets away, we'll get the blame.
No, you're misunderstanding.
Shut it!
I don't...
Didn't you hear me? You know what I'm saying? We're not politically conscious.
So let's take him down to the jetty. Shoot him. Job done.
Sick of bourgeois spies. Let's get on with it.
No, I...
Move it. Come on, move. Or I'll shoot you right here.
Please.
Move it.
In episode 3 of Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak, dramatised by Jonathan Myerson, Yuri Zhivago was played by Tom Goodman Hill, Lara by Eve Best, and the narrator was Ian McDermott. Tonya was Claire Corbett, and Alexander Alan David. Misha was Carl Prekop, Kolya Benonwukwe, Olya Katie Kavner, Galiulin Kulvinda Gia, Prituliev Ben Crow, Pelageya Rachel Atkins, Varon Yuk Sean Baker, and Vasya Alex Lanipekan. Other parts were played by Ben Crow, Joanna Tintsey, John Dougal, Ben Onwukwe, Laura Molyneux and Jordan Clark. Dr. Zhivago was produced by Jonquil Panting and directed by Alison Hindle.